The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 27. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers. And Gino still isn't with me. He's still in Texas while I'm out here in Savannah. And I do also want to apologize for missing these last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was very busy. Last week, I was very busy as well. It was the holiday weekend and I went out of town. I do want to apologize for that. I'm back, though, because, oh my gosh, have we got something to talk about this week. But before we get into that, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a tab for, well, the store. So I want you to go up there, check it out, click on it, and when you do, you're going to see the best mugs. You're going to see so many mugs, and they're going to have the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, other libertarian-esque and anarchist type logos and symbology on them and phrases and quotes. But also, when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to wait around for about 10 to 15 seconds and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, you want to sign up for the newsletter because, for one, I don't send you out a newsletter, so you ain't got to worry about spam going to your inbox. The second thing, though, is right when you do that, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order of the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, sign up for that newsletter, and then get yourself a mug. All right, friends, I don't know how else to say this, but if you have been paying attention to the news these last few days, this past week, you know what came down from El Presidente, Jim Crow Joe Biden. There is now a mandate signed by executive order, no less, for companies with 100-plus employees to force their employees to either get vaccinated or face fines of $14,000, I believe it was, a day per employee. Who knows? Just some arbitrary number, too, right? Why not just round it to 15,000? Come on, 14,000? What number is that all about? Additionally, it's now being required for all DOD contractors and DOD civilians and things like that. I'm not going to lie, this kind of took me a little bit by surprise. There was talks about it in the communities I was in, but those talks died down about a month and a half ago, and we hadn't heard anything else about it, and then it came out of left field. Nobody was talking about it for almost a month, if not more, and then this stuff just came down and, you know, hit like a hammer. We can get into the, you know, how unconstitutional this is. He doesn't have the authority to do this, and that's true. He does not have the authority to do this. The Department of Labor is not his to demand that way. There is no constitutional authority for the president to enact a health mandate upon Americans. That's not in the Constitution. Congress doesn't have that. And people will point to, you know, well, Congress has made a law before requiring people to get the smallpox vaccine. They can make laws all they want. That does not mean they are constitutional, regardless of what the Supreme Court says, gives their opinion upon. The Constitution is written in plain English so we can all understand it. But now, as I've been saying for a while now, this is pretty evident that the Constitution is useless. These constitutions, they make us feel nice, warm, and fuzzy on the inside, but they're useless. They mean nothing. These tyrants, and Joe Biden's not the first one to do it. He's not the first American president to do it. He's not the first world leader that was, quote-unquote, restricted by a constitution to violate it. These leaders, this ruling class, they do it all the time. They've been doing it forever. As long as constitutions have been around, the ruling class has been violating them. That's what they do. And you hear it now a little bit on the right, you know, from the GOP, the Republicans that are supposed to be defending, you know, everybody else now because they're the little guy. They're not the ones winning. They're talking about how unconstitutional it is. And they're right. They're right. It is unconstitutional. But they didn't say any of that stuff when Trump was doing unconstitutional stuff. They only say it when the other guy, when the other party is in the White House. That's it. Because that's all they can do these days. You know, Congress, goodness, you want to talk about the weakest branch of government. There it is right there. You want to talk about a bunch of weak men and women? That's them in Congress. They are weak and deserve no respect. They, like journalists, politicians, like journalists, should all be treated the same way you would treat somebody that beats a dog, the same way you would treat the executive of a cigarette and tobacco company. These people do not operate on the same wavelengths we do. They mean us harm. There is no other way to put it, and that is the entire ruling class, even the ones I like. As a whole, they are corrupt and evil. And journalists along with them. So this mandate that came down, we'll see if it actually goes through. People are saying, states are already calling it and saying, hey, they're going to challenge it, or the states are going to pass laws within their own borders saying that you can't enforce these mandates in that state, which is the way the states should be doing it. I mean, to be fair, the executive branch shouldn't be writing an executive order on this, but that is what the states should be doing at a minimum. Because now, you know, we're seeing it, right? On Twitter, it's trending. Oh, mass non-compliance. You know, yeah, we will not comply. We're past the point of that. Not complying is what we've been doing for a while, and you see what's going on? They have it out for you and your families. They are forcing you to choose between going hungry and watching your kids go hungry, or put something in your body you don't want. That's what they're forcing upon you. They're forcing this upon an estimated 100 million Americans with this executive order. These people are evil, and they have served their purpose. There is no need for the ruling class anymore. This is why I talk about anarchism, and you know, I used to be a minarchist, right? And now I don't know everything, but I'm full blown. We can't let these people even control the courts or the roads or the prison systems. We can't let there be a ruling class. Not like this, because this is what happens every time. It may not happen, you know, for every generation, but eventually it always happens. Don't believe me? Go read a history book. Every time. These governments get too large, they oppress the people, and they treat them like slaves. And that's what they're doing. So while they're treating their people like slaves, like worse than second-class citizens, treating them like the slave class, you then have the people that are on the side of the ruling class. They're still slaves, but they support the ruling class. There are millions of Americans that are applauding this move by Biden. There are millions of Americans that are saying, well, it doesn't bother me if that person goes hungry or they're unemployed. Screw them. There is a divide in this country that is unrepairable, and I'm fine with accepting that. Now let us break away. Why would I want to live in a country, and why would that person want to live in a country with me? Why would I want to live in a country with somebody that wants me to starve to death? Why would anybody want to live in a country with that person? But fine, they can have that opinion, even though it's a pretty bad opinion because I like to eat food and live. But why on earth should we be forced to share common borders and be considered even the same people? Oh, yeah, that person is also an American, and so am I. Great. Well, that other American wants to see me starve to death for my beliefs that aren't harming anybody because I want to be left alone. That person wants me to starve to death because I don't want to harm anybody. There are Americans out there that want to see me unemployed. want to see you unemployed, want to see your kids go hungry. The time for secession is now. It needs to happen. The problem that we see, though, with these secessionist movements are they're just going to make another government. I've got friends in Virginia right now. They want to break off and start the state up of Appalachia, whatever, however you want to pronounce it. I'll always screw it up. Appalachia. The problem with their movement is that they want to have their county break off and these counties break off together. For what? You're just going to put another ruling class in charge. You are not going to be saved by the political process. It is up to you to save yourself and your family and your communities. But it's not through the political process. Some politician that puts their name on a bumper sticker so you can put it on the back of your car doesn't care about you. They are not going to save you. And it's time we understand that. It's not a black pill moment. This is a white pill moment. I haven't brought up the white pill in a while, but I will later. But this is a white pill moment. And it's high time we see it too, for what it is. Because it does look like they're winning, right? But it also, to some of us, looks like they're losing. This is what happens when you corner a raccoon or a stray cat or a snake. It starts striking out in extreme measures, desperations of hope. Because there was another headline, and I bring this up this week. Nobody else was talking about it, but it was in Wall Street Journal. They're going to reinstall the fences around the Capitol building. They're scared, and they should be. We can see the whites of their eyes, and we need to start acting like it. And that leads me to the white pill. We're going to win this. And it can be done through mass noncompliance. It can be. I don't want to say it can't be. I just think that time has passed. But by all means, there are people far better than I am that see mass compliance as still the way forward. I may disagree, but the end result is the same. This has to end, and it will end. And when we win, which we will, they're scared. They wouldn't be putting up a fence if they weren't. They wouldn't have to make these huge, huge, egregious lashes out of power if they weren't scared. If they felt they had everything under control, they wouldn't be doing it, right? They don't have anything under control. And they're starting to realize it. But like I said, right? You don't. When you corner a bear, when you corner a snake, cat, whatever animal you want to use, they'll get desperate. And this is a sign of desperation from them. But never forget that the same people that called you non-essential sent you to your home and said, if you leave your home, you're being unhealthy. You're harming others. Those same people now want you to take a vaccine. They are losing. They're fighting hard. I'll give them that. But they are losing. And it may look like they're winning, like I said. And I'll steal this one from Michael Malice. You have to realize they've been playing the game longer than us. And they are good at it. I mean, they are the ruling class for a reason. They're good at it. But seriously, Joe Biden is the leader. He's at least the face, right? That's the face of leadership around here, Joe Biden. You couldn't write a better joke. I mean, it's, what is it? Idiocracy was supposed to be a warning, not a blueprint. All right, guys, before I sign off, I want to remind you all of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's an affiliate tab, and I want you to click on that affiliate tab. And when you do, you're going to read about the, affiliate program that I'm a part of. So I'm linked up with Bluehost. And Bluehost are the guys that, they host this website, this podcast. And I want you to check it out and sign up with Bluehost when you make your website through my affiliate tab. And you should make a website. When you do, through my affiliate tab, you're going to get a discounted rate, but you're also going to get free publicity on the Facebook page, the Instagram page, the Twitters, all the social medias, the podcast. You're going to reach thousands of people. And we just rolled over 2,000 followers on the Facebook page. Just think about that potential, you know, growth right off the bat, that free advertising. So when you're looking, when you finally pull the trigger on starting your website, I want you to do it through my affiliate program at coffeebreakliberty.com. Before I sign off tonight, I want to make a note on scheduling. Next week may not be another show. I'm heading out of town and I'm also closing on a house next week, so I will be very busy in my personal life, but hey, congratulations to me. The week after, though, should be good. But hopefully I can get something out. Definitely keep an eye out on the Facebook page because that's where most of the content comes out. But until then, take care.